of the way, all this week we are talking with our bands that are coming to Flamborama to entertain us this weekend. And we have Michelle with us, who was with the with Copperbox, who will be there on Friday. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking time to join us. We're excited to have you come up here Friday afternoon, 5 until 8 under the main tent. Tell us a little bit about Copperbox. I always like to hear musicians' journeys because they're all so unique and fun to listen to. So tell us a little bit about your journey and what brought you to Copperbox.
Thank you. Well, I started playing it in the polka music field. And my grandfather had a polka band, and his dad before that, you know, it's like fourth or fifth generation of polka bands and polka music. And funny enough, when I got to my teenage years, I still loved the polka and played with my brothers and sisters in a band, and also met my husband who was playing with his family's band. And we started listening to all kinds of different music, and we were really digging, you know, some of the Zydeco blues music and rock of that time, you know. So we eventually got together and got married, and we were in separate bands. So we were like, never saw each other. And we were like, if this marriage is going to work, we're going to have to see each other. So
right.
Decided to start our own band. And that brought us to playing a lot of polka shows at first. And then we realized that we were writing music for all kinds of genres of music that didn't fit that mold. So we were evolving as we were going. And we were also very influenced by Steve Jordan, the button accordion player from San Antonio area, who also was able to like rock out on the accordion, and Clifton Chenier from Louisiana, and just loved that sound. So we decided to play whatever we felt like playing.
Yeah.
And center the band around the button accordion, and change up familiar songs with unique arrangements. And here we are 23 years later, still playing with Copperbox and having a good time doing it. We've got a quartet right now, and on the verge of adding another player, guitar player. So we've got Dan Cable on drums, Danny, my husband's brother, on bass, and then my husband Danny and myself, and then our drummer's son is 15. He's quite the guitar player. So
nice.
He's coming to Flamborama playing on Friday night.
Well, we've obviously heard the progression of country music, that's our format, into a different sound of country. Polka has, I guess, talk a little bit about the transition of polka a little bit, because it's still the traditional sound, and I think, but there definitely is a newer sound to it for a younger generation of polka fans, right? Would that be a good way to describe it? A kind of a newer, fun, maybe twisted sound. I don't know. Twisted might be a bit much, but it's a little
different.
Depends. Yeah.
It depends. Yeah. With any genre of music, there's different interpretations of it, I guess, if you will. There's good and bad of all genres of music. Mm-hmm. I don't always like titles. I just, if music moves you, then it moves you, and no matter what it's called. But the polka is also very segregated. You had your Dutchman style, you have your Polish style, you have your Slovenian style, on and on. And a lot of times they didn't always cross paths, or the same followers didn't follow, you know, all of those. We were lucky enough growing up that we had a mix of it available to us, and to go and see a band. We loved listening to Eddie B. And as far as the Polish sound, my mom was Polish, but my dad's German, so we definitely got a heavy dose of German. And the Milwaukee scene was also very heavily Sylvanian. So I grew up just an hour north of there. And it's interesting. So now also you have bands like Alex Meixner and the Brave Combo, us that, rock out a little bit more, I guess. But then again, the Polish bands have been rocking out for a long time. It's heavy bass and drums is what I guess I mean by rocking out, right? So, and it's a little louder, but we definitely have that, heavy bass and drums going on. But we also play, like a little bit of the Tejano style mixed in with that, because that's definitely related to that too. So
Has to be fun to see it progress like that. I mean, you probably grew up with more of that traditional sound of polka, and having played for
absolutely.
20 to 25 years now, and to have that flexibility to kind of like, okay, we're gonna still respect that traditional polka, but we're gonna have a little fun with it here, put a little twist on it, and just kind of do what we want to do here and make it fun for people, right?
Absolutely. And some of the greatest polka stuff that I love, listening to is bands that came out of New Ulm, Minnesota, Six Bad Dutchmen and
Oktoberfest down
all
there.
that
Yeah, exactly.
Dutchman style music from the 60s and 70s. It's so powerful. We just love it. And the energy around it, I guess, is the common thread with that music. It's a community-based sound, where it brings people together and also makes them feel good.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I love about it.
hopefully music can be a generational thing. I always tell people on my morning show, when I grew up, the AM stations all played big band music because that's what the older people grew up with. And now I've been in radio for over 30 years. For a while there, polka music was kind of the thing where it was a generational thing, and we're seeing polka music kind of sliding a little bit, I guess, to that generational thing a generation ago. But I think with the new sounds like you're talking about, we're hoping to kind of engage the younger people, right? And keep that genre of music alive and not let it die out, kind of like the big band died out, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any one thing quite defining that brings people together like it does. Music is very powerful, as you know. But there's something about it that stands out to me. And not to say that we're not a polka band. Like we still are all over the map with our song selection, but I love the blues and the rock stuff too, but yeah, there's been a lot of, I feel like it almost missed a generation, and now the grandparents have been bringing grandkids along to some of the events, so they're having that connection. And a lot of times what happens is, I've seen it many times, is when the grandparents pass away, the one thing that they remember is those good times. So with the polka music and the polka dances, and it's interesting. But I just don't know. Like I'm not here to save it. I just love it, and it's a big part of us being musicians and what we've experienced. And if you get joy out of it, like you should share it, right? So
Yeah, exactly. So I asked this of the other two groups we had on yesterday. I'm going to ask you today. You've been doing music here for a little while. What stands out as the number one worst experience that you ever had? Names and locations are optional. But when you stand out a place that you played that you walked away from, you're just like, oh boy, that was weird or interesting. What stands out in your mind?
Well, there's been a couple instances trying to get through security at an airport with an accordion, and
Okay, yeah, it's got to be
but
interesting now.
that's not a show. probably one of our first shows, we were asked to, quit early, and we didn't sound very good, and we were so devastated,
You
and we
were
were like,
asked to
well,
quit early, huh?
I guess this band thing is not going to work out. And so we were kind of, crushed, and we went back home and set up all of our stuff and started practicing even harder. And I thought, well, the next gig went a lot better.
You dream of an encore, and instead you got asked to end early.
Yeah, you guys are good. You just, pack up and go home,
Get on out of here. But it still must be fun for you. I've always been envious of people like you and musicians. A couple of my friends are musicians. I tell them, I said, it has to be just a wonderful feeling to be up on stage when you're engaging in the audience. You see them dancing, having a good time, and clapping along and enjoying your music. That has to be just such a rush for you, and it's just so engaging.
It is there. The energy that goes back and forth is incredible at times, obviously. We see more and more, obviously, people are on their cell phones at shows and whatnot. So, and with the whole 2020, being the only way to reach people on the screen was a learning curve. And we weren't so sure that like we were going to keep going after that, because we need the energy back, sent back to the stage. Like that's how we feed off of that, like most bands do. But it's almost like every show is like, what can we create together? It's not just us playing our songs.
5 o'clock on Friday. Come on down, Copper Box. You'll hear a little polka sound, but a little bit of everything there. So it would be a great band to kick off the weekend. Michelle, we thank you so much for joining us. Where can they find you on the web? What's your website out there for people to check you guys out?
Copperboxband.com. We also have a YouTube channel that we've been releasing a lot of YouTube videos, and as well as a web series called Copperbox Uncut. So that's on our YouTube channel, and we're on all the social media streaming
And
platforms
it's
as
so
well. And we're releasing a new album next week.
and it's so cool because social media is such a great outlet for bands like yours and ones that play kind of regionally. It's so much fun to see bands like yours have success and see so many people watching on YouTube, and it can be financially rewarding for someone too on the social media. But that's a whole platform that's pretty cool for bands like yours, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot more work, and obviously it'd be fun to just play our music, but this is such a great tool to use and to interact with people outside of just showing up at the show. And when people aren't able to be there, but they still comment and interact, we love it. So it's great. If anybody wants to connect with us, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it eliminates that merchandise employee too, because it used to be whenever bands would show up, they would have the huge table of CDs and cassettes. I remember that, and we probably don't do that anymore, I would guess, right? We just say, go online, right?
We do still release CDs, so we have the merch table with all the hats and the hoodies and caps. But yeah, we went away with the cassettes for a while.
For a while, yeah, right. All right, polka not on cassette. It just doesn't seem right. Yeah. All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We look forward to seeing you here in Park Falls. Safe travel to you, your husband, and the band. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you so much, Joel.
You
We'll see
betcha.
everybody there.
All right, Michelle. Michelle, she is with Copper Box, and they will be 5 o'clock Friday at the Flamborama grounds. Get out of work early, get down there. It's not just polka, it's much more than that. And they have a lot of fun with what they do. So, great interview with Michelle. We'll podcast that for you at 98qcountry.com if you didn't catch it.